Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum, chapter 2, we were talking about the meaning of the word worthies in verse 5. Let's start the week at that point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When he surrounded Jerusalem in Hezekiah's day, Hezekiah does it. The only thing he can do. He turns to God. Why is it we wait till the last to turn to God instead of the first? Is there anything too hard for God? You know, God asked that question in Jeremiah 32 and verse 27. Sometimes God must wait until a Christian admits he cannot do the thing or anything, not anything at all, to help himself. He must now give and know God is his only hope, and give all glory to him in all things as God delivered. You know, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, we're told that the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our salvation. You know, an earnest is something that you pay, that it's a holding money, say, I'm going to make the rest of the payment, and if you don't pay it, you lose your earnest. Well, the earnest is the Holy Spirit for our salvation when we receive Christ, the promise of eternal life. You know, the Lord would have to lose his Holy Spirit for us to lose salvation. That's why some think that, well, I can lose my salvation. And you're right. If it was up to you, you could. But you see, your salvation's in God's hand. No man can pluck them out of my hand. So come what may in life, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Absolutely nothing is too hard for God. But the second word here is worthies, which our text uses. The king recounts his worthies, much as the Antichrist will one day remove leaders of his coalition and set up 10 others who will follow and do his bidding for his goal of world dominion for the sake of that dragon, old Satan himself. So this is somewhat as a resume which tells of one's capabilities for a job to be done. The idea here is of great, gallant, and powerful. As we see it by context, it was a word used when warriors returned from a victory. This term would be used of the warriors who stood out above the rest in the war. It was kind of like David defeating Goliath, and when he returns, the people are saying, Saul has slain his thousands, but David is 10,000s. In some places, the same Hebrew word was used to refer to Messiah and Jehovah. And here that Hebrew word is translated worthies. Now you see why I say a formidable foe. Not only with all the things going around Nineveh, but with a mighty, well-trained army, an army of heroic warriors, this great wall that surrounds him, that seems so impregnable, and his great army. Wow. Many people looked at the army of Nineveh as some would look at athletes, musicians, ultimate fighters, as a kind of like, might be like, you might say, Navy SEALs. A baseball manager knows who he wants pitching in the bottom of the night. So the king knew the men he wanted to defend the fortress that seemed impregnable. All seems hopeless to the rest of the nations. It's easy to feel the same way about life. You want to give up on a marriage. You want to give up on a holy life. You want to give up on a ministry. You want to change and go with the world's advice. But my friend, God is still God, and nothing is too hard for him. One of the worst things in a marriage, or with a doctor, or as a pilot, is to lose trust. You can love a spouse with all your heart, but not trust him or her. You can use a doctor for years and then lose confidence in him when something is rough going, and you may tend to think he does not know what he's doing. A pilot may love his craft, his aircraft, but then begins to notice things about it that causes him to lose faith in taking it airborne. He just doesn't want to trust his life with it. Well, in life, it may seem that things are impossible, and you just simply can't do it God's way any longer. You can trust God, my friend, even at the last moment. Is anything too hard for God? Again, remember, with God, nothing is impossible. And so, I ask you the question, do you think that there's anything too hard for God? If there's anything in this world, any spirit of this world that's too hard for God, then he would not be God. Now, this word worthy, wow, that's quite a word, isn't it, that our text uses. And this is our God. He's worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all glory, but he's especially worthy of all our trust. But understand, it must always, always, always be God's will, God's way, and in God's timing. Don't lag behind, but on the other hand, don't try to get ahead of God. Now, we not only see a formidable foe here, but I also want you to see the fortress of infamy. In verse 5, it says, they shall stumble in their walk. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. Now, they stumble in their walk. Why? They have reason to. What they trusted in, what they gloried in, is brought to the ground by a flood of waters sent by God. It was not man's doing. It is God's doing. Now, the word stumble means in Hebrew to be weak, faint. These are the worthies. Hey, they're the gallant heroes. Now, before the eyes of all the enemies who feared them, they are weak and faint-hearted. Once God begins to move in judgment, no one can stay his hand. The first thing he seems to do is remove the object of trust. You know, Proverbs 21 and verse 22 says this, "Why a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of the confidence thereof." There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Proverbs 21:30 also tells us that. Their defense is prepared not only as good as the mind of man and devils can be, at their best and most powerful, but their wall now has a hole and the enemy will come in as a flood. There is nothing in Satan's arsenal that can stop the Lord when he moves in judgment. There's no power in the universe that's too hard for him, for he sets the course of the stars. He sets the bounds of the oceans and the rivers, and the winds are in his hand. It reminds us of Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. This fortress of infamy, noted for its cruelty to people. They, as a conquered people now, or will be a conquered people, will see what they did to others when they conquered them, doing the most unimaginable to the bodies. And living the most depraved of lives. But their city shall be completely eliminated. As hell one day, it shall be a testament to God that God is holy and vengeance belongs to the Lord forever. Oh, this formidable foe. And the fortress of infamy. But now let's look at the fatal fall here in verse 6. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. The palace dissolved. Now all men will be able to answer the question, is anything too hard for God? Because they thought this would be impossible to defeat this foe. But now they find out nothing is too hard for God. The gates of the river shall be opened, we're told. And the palace shall be dissolved. What's that about? The palace dissolved? The place of their confidence, the place of their trust, finds that God opens the gates of heaven and the flood of a water comes and it is dissolved. What man couldn't do, God does. God destroyed the very place of their confidence. They thought of it as their strength. But don't forget, they had already taken some of the Jews, God's people, into captivity from the northern tribes. Of course, God allowed that because they had turned their back on God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my